You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big Inland Empire stories from the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
Why don't we start off with an overview of some of the changes in the Inland Empire due to the coronavirus?
Sure, but first I want to assure our listeners that Ben and I are maintaining social distancing.
Yes, we are.
He's in the control room and I'm in a recording studio and we're separated by a wall of glass. We discussed whether I should come in, but we decided we can keep a safe distance and continue to provide you with news about the Inland Empire during the coronavirus crisis. So for a brief overview, people in the Inland Empire are under the same safer at home essential worker orders as the rest of California. Indoor shopping malls are closed, including Ontario Mills, Tyler Galleria, and Inland Center. Popular outdoor concerts, Coachella and Stagecoach, have been canceled. Most of the region's Indian casinos have closed, including San Manuel and Pechanga. San Bernardino County declared a health emergency. Parks, playgrounds, gyms, movie theaters, and other places where people gather have been closed in most Inland Empire cities. And while the Riverside Convention Center has had to cancel upcoming events, it has opened up a drive-up service for people, providing groceries for people who order by phone or online and pay with a credit card. And workers there are also accepting donations to help those in need. And several cities, including Riverside and Moreno Valley, have announced an amnesty on penalties for late utility payments, parking tickets, and other violations during the crisis. And San Bernardino City, as well as a few other jurisdictions, have placed a moratorium on evictions because a lot of people will be out of work until life returns to normal.
And I understand the mayor of Big Bear Lake has been diagnosed with COVID-19?
Right. His name is Rick Herrick. He said he doesn't know where he got it, but when he started feeling like he was getting the flu, he decided to stay home and self-isolate. And about a week later, his test results came back positive for the novel coronavirus. And he said everybody really needs to take this illness seriously. That's his experience. He said it's very unpleasant and it lasts a long time. And so his message to the rest of us is if you start to feel a little, you know, feverish or achiness, pay attention and really take care of it.
And the virus is affecting the May 12th special election in Riverside County, right?
Right. That's a runoff from the March 3rd primary a few weeks ago. This is for the state Senate district to replace Jeff Stone, who took a job in the Trump administration. So the governor ordered a special election. The runoff takes place May 12th, and the decision has been made to do that entirely vote by mail to avoid people infecting each other during this time. And also, by the way, the results of the March 3rd primary, those were due by, I think, April 3rd, and now the deadline for certification has been extended to April 24th. So this is going to mean about 30% of voters who are still showing up at the polls in person. So they will also be voting by mail in this runoff.
And finally, three Riverside County Sheriff's deputies have been indicted in a bribery scheme.
Yeah, you know, there's always crime, no matter what else we're facing. So the Riverside County District Attorney's Office announced that Lieutenant Samuel Flores, Sergeant Robert Cristallone, and Deputy Alton Carpenter have been indicted on felony charges of conspiring to give a towing company, DJ's Towing in Temecula, extra business in exchange for favors. The DA says they got free or deeply discounted vehicles, apparently vehicles that had been impounded by this service, DJ's Towing. The owner, Cody Close, has also been charged. And so all four are due in court on Friday today to enter pleas to those charges. This was a long investigation. It started with allegations that back in December of 2017, one of the sergeant's officials impounded a 1968 International pickup truck, and eventually that truck ended up in the possession of one of that official's friends. No money was exchanged, but the Press Enterprise reported that on classiccars.com, that type of vehicle is considered a classic, can go from anywhere from $8,000 to $24,000. Another one of the deputies was alleged to have spent a week at the beachfront home of the tow services owner for $500, and the market value is some $2,700 above that. And then finally, one of the officials was sold a 2009 Honda Civic for $200 which is $3,400 less than the registered owner of the vehicle would have had to pay to recover the vehicle from the impound lot. So a lawyer for the tow service owner says he's a young man, 28 years old now, 26 at the time, who relied on the deputies who knew how the system worked to guide him. And so he's really passing the blame on to those sheriff's officials.
All right. Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers, which we should mention have dropped their paywall for coronavirus-related articles.